Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we turn to Romans chapter 6, the first 14 verses, so let us hear together the Word of the Almighty God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not! How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Thus far the reading of the Word of the Almighty God. As we look at God's Word this morning, then we see Christ and our union to Christ as those who have been saved by Him from our sins. As we look at the fact that believers are buried with Christ in baptism and raised in His resurrection to new life, we see that believers are dead to sin. And so we ought not walk any longer in our sins, but that we are to walk in newness of life in Christ. And that is the theme that we want to see this morning in God's Word. Believers are dead to sin in Christ and raised to walk in newness of life in Christ. In verses 1 through 4, we will see that we are dead to sin. In verses 5 through 11, we see that we are united to Christ in His resurrection. And in verses 12 through 14, we see that we are to present ourselves as instruments of righteousness, as those who have been saved in Jesus Christ. And so believers are dead to sin in Christ and raised to walk in newness of life in Christ. We are dead to sin. We are not to continue in sin. Paul asks, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Seeing as I'm a saved sinner, should I continue in that sin that grace should abound from it? Certainly not. How shall we who are dead in sin live any longer in it? We are dead to it, and so we ought not live any longer in it. God is sovereign, yet He condemns sin because sin is our mess, because of our fall. We read in Romans 3 verse 8, and why not say, let us do evil that good may come, as we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. We ought not continue in sin, doing evil that good may come from it. We know that God uses our sins, He uses them to His glory. And yet we must understand that it is by His grace, and we ought not then continue in sin that grace may abound. We ought to turn away from it. We are dead to sin. We are baptized into Christ's death. One of the amazing things that Paul is speaking about here is that we are joined to Christ. We are in union with Christ. Galatians 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. We live a new life, changed lives, in Jesus Christ living, having been saved by Him from our sins. And so we ought to walk in newness of life. We have been buried with Him through baptism, we read. Colossians 2 verse 12, buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. We are buried with Him in baptism. We are raised through His resurrection from sin, from death, from the spiritual death of sin. We are raised with Christ, Romans 8 verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. The resurrection from the dead at the judgment day is a physical resurrection from the dead. We are to walk in newness of life. Our spirit, our sinful selves, have been changed and brought to new life in Christ Jesus, bought by Christ. Colossians 3 verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. We see verse 4, therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. You hear me talk about obedience to the law out of thankfulness. Churches often talk about love. Jesus said that loving God and loving neighbor was the fulfillment of the law. The law tells us how to love. Paul says, Romans 13, verse 8 through 10, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not harm a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. We don't just say love is anything called love. Love is obedience to God's commandments towards another human being. Love is other-centered, not focusing on what I get out of the relationship, but what someone else gets out of that relationship. We are not slaves to the law. We don't serve the law somehow to save ourselves. Nobody can do that, Paul said in chapter 3, verse 20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. But we have the law to show how to live out of love. This is the law of love that Paul was talking about in previous chapters. And so we see that we are dead to sin in Christ, and that we are raised to new life in His resurrection. We are united to Christ. That's what we see in verses 5 through 11 in His resurrection. We are raised with Christ from sin. We are united to His death. We have union with Christ in His resurrection. It's in this fact that our whole salvation stands, that we are in union with Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 10, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. We have been united to Christ, and His resurrection is shown in our lives, in our change of life. Colossians 3 verse 1, if then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. We do not focus on earthly things, but on the things which Christ has done for us in newness of life in Christ Jesus. The body of sin is done away with, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, and that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Ephesians 4, verse 22, that you put off, according to your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to its deceitful lusts. We are sadly not perfect. We do not have a perfect clean break. It takes time. We learn how to put to death the old man, and we learn how to make alive the new man in Christ Jesus. Romans 7, verse 24, O wretched man that I am, Paul exclaims, who will deliver me from this body of death? Paul answers his own question, verse 25 of chapter 7. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. I know some people interpret this as the struggle of an unbeliever, but an unbeliever can't have this struggle because they don't have the work of the Holy Spirit in them. Paul's language is quite clear that this is the struggle of every believer if we're honest with ourselves. Though we are saved and have the new life in Christ, we struggle daily against the fleshly passions that easily ensnare us. And so we are raised with Christ from sin, not perfectly yet, but looking forward to that day in Christ Jesus when we will be glorified. We are freed from sin in Christ's death. Verse 7, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. We ought not feel entrapped by sin, but know that Christ has perfectly freed us from sin to life in Him. We are to live to Christ. We are to live with Christ. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. We are to live to Christ. Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in Christ, I live by faith in the Son of God who delivered me and gave himself for me. We are to live with Christ. Death no longer has dominion over us. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. We live through Christ. We are dead to sin. We are alive in Christ, living to God. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. We are put to death. We are crucified with Christ. That's what Paul is teaching us here. We are to consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. 1 Peter 1:3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are alive in Christ. And so we ought not present ourselves as instruments of sin to death, but instruments of righteousness to God. We are not to obey sin's lusts. He's going back to his original question. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. We are not to obey sin's lusts. We are not reigned by sin. David writes, Psalm 19:13, Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. We are not to presume in sin, but to run away from it in Christ Jesus. We are not to obey sin. Later on in this chapter in Romans 6:16, Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves as slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? We are to present ourselves as instruments of righteousness, not instruments of sin. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand, Ephesians 6:13. We are alive from the dead, Ephesians 2 verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Yet we of ourselves are dead and require the resurrection from the dead in Christ Jesus that Paul is talking about here in our passage. And so we ought to be instruments of righteousness to God, 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It is not an unreasonable service, it is our reasonable service. And so we are to live under grace. Sin shall not have dominion over us. Not continuing sin in sin that grace may abound, but realizing grace in Christ and eternal life in him. We are not under the law. We are dead to the requirements of the law for salvation, but alive by the Spirit, living out of thankfulness, living out of love for Christ. Therefore, obedience to the law out of love and thankfulness. We are under grace. Therefore, we do not continue in sin that grace may abound, but out of thankfulness for that grace, we live obedient to the law of love. Dead to sin, dead to the law, buried with Christ, raised to new life in him, living the spiritual life against the lusts of the flesh as slaves to God. And that, of course, is next week's sermon as we look at the later parts of this chapter. Believers are dead to sin. We are raised to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible or in general, or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota, at 209 First Avenue Southwest. If Ashley is too far away, we have churches of the Reformed Church in the United States, in Minot and Anamosa, North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God this week and forever.